to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and I am so glad to have you here today for Wounded to Wonderful and Keeping It Real. Yes, today is our first show with a new brand and with a whole lot of brand new women. One, two. And so we're going to have a conversation today about the darkness, living in the darkness, the yin and the yang, the good and the bad about life, and how to balance those things. So you're at the right place because this is the destination that you get all the information about real life people who love doing real life things and who accomplish love, life, relationships, and business. So we're going to start this conversation off by introducing our two guests, Terry Morris and our Dr. Denise Burton. So Dr. Denise Burton, introduce yourself, please.
My name is Dr. Denise Burton. I'm here to talk about yin and yang, and white, and my other friend and compadre over there, Terry.
Hello.
Okay,
and
Terry.
I'm Terry Morris, relationship and life coach, and just helping people get through this dark time that
yes,
we're going
to. Yes, absolutely.
And it's a journey.
It is a journey. It is a journey. And Dr. Burton, if you would express or share with us what exactly that you do, because we need to hear that.
Okay, I'm a life management coach and through counseling and mediation. And that is and I do it on a sliding fee scale. I don't give legal advice. I am licensed and insured. So all those, I cover all types of problems that people have, whether it be relationship, employment, anything of that nature, and what we're feeling now during this pandemic, especially this pandemic, depression and anxiety, overeating, overcompensating.
Oh boy. I'm guilty.
You know, being a little OCD, relationship, interaction, distraction is what I'm going to call them.
Right.
Because, you know, the interaction that they've had during the time period of going to work, and now the distraction of the pandemic, staying at home, people get lost in their own identities, and they begin to be more of a separate unit than a unit in itself. So, you know, those are some of the things that I do cover in my counseling sessions. Thank you very much.
Very good. So, I would like to talk about the darkness. I was talking to a couple of people, women, about embracing, you know, the good, you know, the happy times and being positive. Sometimes we get positive mixed up with dark and light and good and bad and yin and yang. We mix those two up. We're saying, oh, we want to see positive. We want to look at positive. We want to be positive. We want to talk positive. We want to just positive people up. But in reality, is that really true? Can you really do that? Ladies?
I think you can. You know, it's a mind game, actually. This whole thing with this darkness is a matter of how you look at it.
Right.
One of the things somebody told me is that, you know, we have to guard our thoughts. And how we do that is what we're thinking we just have to be aware of not to verbalize it, because
right.
when you verbalize it, it's like you're just kind of double, you know, reinforcing it.
Okay.
Our mind is going to go in different ways, and we're going to think certain ways. But if we just become aware of how we're thinking
right.
and then not speaking it, I think that that's what that'll get you through a lot of situations.
Okay.
It takes time, but it'll get you through.
It'll get you through. Dr. Denise, what do you think?
Well, I think that I agree with Terry, but I also like to add that people need to accept their darkness.
Ah.
And the reason I say that, many times we go and we repeat the same action without understanding or the understanding the light of it.
Right.
Learning,
okay.
meaning learning from it. One of the things that I've found is that many of us, meaning more women than men, will sometimes stay in the darkness without looking to find the light, finding their inner self, finding their self, and understand what being selfish means to them in order to understand how they can get to be selfless. So
right.
That's how I see it.
Okay. Well, the way I see it, too, is I accept and I hear each one of your thoughts and your what you've told me, and I embrace it totally. But what I'm talking about is ignoring that there is a darkness, because we tend to think, or we tend to try to say, that everything about Jesus and everything about God is just all good, which it is to a point of the love. But where do you think darkness came from? If God is the creator, he created the darkness. I'm not saying embrace the darkness. I'm not saying that. I'm saying recognize that there can be darkness. And not always are you going to have a thought pattern that's always positive. You can't. We live here on earth. If we were somewhere else, like another atmosphere, or even in the heavens, we would be able to do that. But with feelings and things that kind of influence our being, we cannot. We cannot ignore that there is a darkness there, because I think we're fooling ourselves.
And you don't want to ignore that, because
right.
all of your darkness, all of your adversity, all of your challenges, that's what's making you stronger. And
right.
that's the journey. And if you don't learn from it, you can't grow.
Right.
And if you had a life where you never had challenges and you never had any kind of adversity, how do you grow? How do
right.
you learn? And I think the important thing is for people to acknowledge what we're going through, acknowledge that, you know what, this is tough. And you know how sometimes you tell people, cry for the night.
Yeah. Yes, excellent.
And what you have to do is, after you cry, you got to reflect.
Right.
Let me see, what was I supposed to learn from
right.
that? And that's why God gives us the darkness. He gives us the challenges. But if you will repeat it if you didn't learn what you were supposed to learn.
Right.
The lesson. And that's how we're going to grow. And that's how, when you change your thought, because what some people do is, as opposed to growing from it,
mm-hmm.
they wallow in it.
Right.
And
ooh,
when
that's good.
You worry,
that's
it's like
good.
You're worrying, and you're just causing the incident to just continue to recur.
That's
but
good.
You got to move on. You got to embrace it, acknowledge it, and really say, just like a bad relationship, what was I supposed to learn from it? Because
right.
if you don't figure out what you're supposed to learn from it, you're going to repeat it.
Absolutely. And it's great that you just said that about relationships. We don't give ourselves time to say, okay, what did I learn from this? And I immediately jump into another one without learning anything. And we have to give ourselves a break with anything, relationships, even with food. Sometimes we have to give ourselves a break, you know, like we have to really give ourselves a break and connect with, why is this happening? Why am I repeating this cycle? And you're talking to yourself. The other side of the coin, Dr. Denise Burton, is sharing that darkness or asking the question to our friends, you know, And is that, you know, how is that, you know, affecting us? What are we getting out of that?
Well, I'm going to say the first thing one person needs to define is understanding what friendship is.
Ooh.
Because you cannot tell everyone what you feel, because not everybody can understand that. They don't walk in your shoes. They haven't walked your journey. They haven't walked beside you. You haven't given them time enough to understand or even have a good conversation of a mutual respect for each other to get to that level.
Right.
So I'm going to say that before one shares, you have to find out who's confident, whose confidence you have.
Right.
And who can maintain that.
Right.
And sometimes understanding the dark side, you still have to accept where you are in that place and time in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you get to the light, once you find a significant person, and that can be anyone, that can be any significant person who has impacted on your life, to be able to share the information, the concerns, the beliefs that you have, and the pain that it's causing you to go on to the next step. And the next step is finding out what you can then do for yourself by having the information that you now feel good enough to share. What can you do with that?
Right.
How do you get to that light? How do you reinforce that in yourself, in your being, in your soul? You need to understand your soul, because we are a mirror image of ourselves. And when I say that, we look in the mirror every day.
Right.
We look into our own eyes, regardless of how many reflections that you'll see go behind you.
The shadows.
The shadows. Those are the different lives that one needs.
It's
the different personalities that we have.
It's true.
And once we can get to that point where we have that significant person that we can share this information, there's no stoppable goal that person can't achieve.
Exactly.
No matter what.
That's right. It's right. And so now we're at the part where we're talking about now the darkness. Now, darkness, light, yin and yang. And you know that came from yin and yang, you know. And it encompasses balance, which I like, you know. When I was a religious person, very religious, okay, that what I kind of personify as religion is that no one mattered except for the religious part of my life, okay? So if I had a rule and you fell outside that rule, you didn't matter, okay? So that's what I mean by religion. I don't mean Baptist, or I don't mean any of that. I mean, I had those experiences. So what I'm saying about that is I was over the top. Do you know what I mean? I was over the top. Yin and yang is a balance, and knowing what that balance is. So, Coach Terry, can you tell us anything about that? Like, you know, share something about having that yin and yang, that balance?
You know what? It's and again, you go back to how do you... That's where, with, you know, Dr. Denise says, with the selfishness.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you have to... What we don't tend to do, especially as women, is put ourselves first.
Right.
And we, you know, we go and we give and we give and we give, but then, you know, we're not, we feel so overwhelmed because we haven't taken care of ourselves.
Of course not.
But this way, you know what, if we learn to do that, and sometimes it's going to take a little bit at a time, but this is how you begin to balance your life, by putting it into perspective that what's important to me,
mm-hmm.
what is it that I want to do today?
Right.
I think that we have become such people pleasers,
right.
that we, and we're, oh. concerned about what someone else is going to say,
right.
what someone else thinks, and you know, and even tying in with the whole with learn to release it, because and we have to realize if it's not doing good for you,
mm-hmm.
you gotta let it go. And guess what? If it's not doing good for you right now, it wasn't going. It's not going to work, and we're forcing it to work, and you're
mm-hmm.
never going to find that balance. But
yeah.
when you let it go, you'd be surprised how you're like, wow. it was gonna, because it was gonna happen. That's not
exactly
inevitable.
It was gonna happen the easy way or the hard way. Either way, you know, it's gonna happen.
You know what? I learned. It's like, and you know what? And again, there you go. It's like, let me cry quick. Let me the
Absolutely. Let me tell you. And you know, we as women, we're the hardest on ourselves. We pound ourselves greatly all the time. And then we take that measuring stick and we apply it to our children. You know, we take that same measuring stick and then you realize, like, wait a minute. They didn't come up like me, you know, and then the whole thing changes, you know, it all changes. So
I was always doing is I found that I had like a gift of being an empath, but being that, it's like you take on with your kids, yes. You don't say anything, yes. You're feeling, you're like, oh my God.
Yes.
That's why now I say, you know what?
Yes, it's true. That is so true.
It is, right?
It is very true.
Terry, you're going to be okay because right now, think about you, and that's how, and it takes work. You know, change takes work.
Oh, yeah.
But to balance, it all takes work.
It does.
Well, I want to say one thing, too. In dealing with that, the fanaticism that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
We get caught up, but look at different levels of it, whether it's substance abuse.
Right.
Whether it's
absolutely.
Violent, and whether it's, you know, one sister thinking that another sister's skin color is a difference. All those we get strung out on.
Right.
We use that strung out.
Yes. I was a church addict. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was an addict. That's the same thing what it is. I was an addict. You know, I was an addict. That's all I was. Okay. Strung out. Strung completely out. You know.
What Terry is saying, though, getting to that point of balance is critical, because it's not until a person goes through the stages that they need to go through to develop a scan where they can get to a point of having and receiving their own power. Because one thing we neglect is giving ourselves power to ourselves
of course.
Make us be balanced in our lives and understanding that they don't have to be a fanatic religiously or anything else.
Right.
They can have a spiritual growth of their own. You know, the attachment is one, being caught up in the old way of doing things instead of adapting to where we are right now. And where that person is at that stage in life, that balancing act is critical for them when they have that significant person that we talked about,
right,
for them to accept or see or acknowledge the darkness to come into the light. And the energies are very important.
It's true.
In doing and having the right people around you.
Right. But I don't think you can get rid of all the darkness.
No.
You know, because see, as we're sitting here, I have a shadow behind me, so I can't, as much as I want to move this light around and get rid of that shadow back there, it's not going anywhere.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I think that we need to have a real sense of that it's there, and we don't have to go into it. We don't have to, you know, I don't have to, oh, wow, you know, get all involved. There's a shadow back there, you know, and get all involved in it. I think we're always going to see the darkness because it was meant for us to see. You know, it was created that we was meant for us to see and acknowledge and get a lesson from it. Because I always go back to the story about Jesus Christ and how he knew that he would die at a certain time. That's darkness. You know, he had to embrace that, I'm going to die. But and still he had his mission. You know, there was a mission already done. You know, I got to do this. This is something I got to do. I got to, you know, I got to teach these 12 men, you know, what it really means to have a heart, you know, and what it means to love people and get out of their way, because they were some hard taskmasters, those, you know, all of them. They all had some things going on with them. It wasn't perfect, you know, and that's why I always go back to when people say to me, I just want to live like this. When you're like this all the time, That shadow's still right there. It's still right there. It's still right there. It really is. That shadow is right there. So you're like there. And all, it's like, you remember the song by Smokey Robinson, Tears of a Clown, when there's no one around. Okay? Okay? It goes all the way back. Okay, when you get home, you crying. And what was all that fakeness for? What was that? You know, we hurt ourselves when we don't embrace that darkness. What do you think, Tara?
Oh, absolutely. Because that's part of our lesson. That's part of how we're going to grow. I just, you know, like I said, no one's going to wake up with a perfect, perfect, rosy life. But how do you learn anything? How do you even know what a bad relationship looks like if you never had one?
There you
how
go.
How do you know what a horrible boss is if you never had one?
There you go.
How do you know what, you know, struggle looks like if you never even experienced it or even felt like you went through something? How do you know how to overcome adversity if you've avoided it?
Exactly. There you go. You gotta have been gone through something. And I want to talk about this part of, like, you brought it to like Coach Terry, that we keep repeating. Did you say that or was it Dr. Burton? Well, you keep repeating the same thing over and over again. We need to talk about that in the yin and the yang of the things, because that is a dark. That is not embracing the dark. Because if you keep repeating a bad thing, you're not embracing the dark in order for you to get the lesson. So I want you to expound a little bit on that, like really talk about that part.
Well, as I said earlier, you know, we have so many faces that upon ourselves. It's not until you find a significant other. You know, we can embrace the, not positively, of course, we can embrace the domestic abuse, for example. Just as a scenario, I'll give you this. We have a woman who was constantly abused. Another woman would come and say, why do you take that? Well, he loves me. No, he doesn't love you. He's hitting me. My husband doesn't do that, or my man doesn't do that. She's been informed, and whether or not that's all she's learned from somebody else, that's her dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And her enlightenment, or significant other, or a special person, whatever, is giving her that information of what she needs to be able to then be selfless of herself and begin to access her power and then go to the light.
Right.
That's something of what I see in coming to terms with that and growth. You know, it's the same thing Terry said. You know, I agree with her 100%.
What do you think, Ted?
And you know, I found that one of the biggest things that's so helpful is getting to know who you are, enjoying your own company, enjoying yourself, because then you won't need someone else to validate you, somebody else to love you, or there's a lot that everybody's looking for it in someone else. So
right.
You're looking for that validation in someone else. The one thing I used to send with my kids off to school is, and I said, don't put yourself in places where you're just tolerated and not appreciated.
Woo!
Yes.
I love that, because I do that. That's right. Woo! Somebody write that down. That's a tweetable. That's a tweetable for Coach Terry.
People do that, and that's why even for women, you know, when they stay in relationships, they're hoping that, well, you know what, he likes me, he does love me. And, you know, somebody asked me a question. She goes, you know, she went through this whole scenario. You know what, the guy did this, and, you know, and he got me a little piece of candy, and he did this. She goes, do you think he likes me? And you know what my question was to her?
Yes.
And if you can't answer, do you like you? That's what you need to work on and not worry about if he likes you.
Yes.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Like we can't yourself, it doesn't matter about anybody else.
It doesn't matter.
Regain your power.
Yes.
Which is what I think earlier before. When you start looking at to be selfless of yourself, you gain your power, and there no one can stop you. But you got to be informed. And that's why we still need our sisterhood.
Restoring, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, because the empowerment issue of what we can do for ourselves and how we have risen is like a massive way.
Yeah, it's really powerful. Yeah, and I like the, you know, I like the part of being alone with yourself, because that's the only way it's going to happen. You know, I used to, when I was a church addict, I used to look to the pastor, to the elders, to tell me what I was going to be. And that was a terrible, I didn't know which way. I was walking around miserable, supposed to have been in church happy, you know, that's the happy place. And I was miserable. I was just like a zombie, like just doing what I was supposed to do. Like, you know, like with my nose to the grindstone, not making any trouble, just doing what I have to do. And not seeing, or, you know, keeping my head down, not seeing the beauty that God was showing me all the time, or all the things that I could possibly do. And being with myself, learning how to meditate along with prayer, because prayer somehow got kind of misshuffled along the way for me as an addict, because I was busy praying for other people because I thought I was right. You know, that was wrong. That was so, I was an addict. See, I'm an addict. So I was an addict, and I would thought prayer was for other people. So I wanted to get other people right, but prayer was really for me. So when I started applying that in my life, I began to now be by myself and examine myself.
All right.
You know, align myself and say, oh, that wasn't real right. Get that right. Get that. You know, you start getting yourself right, because that's an important thing, that to learn to love yourself. And that is a great point for pandemic power. That being by yourself and loving yourself, if you didn't do it, you missed out on great 7 months. Even though there was like darkness around us, that's important to remember, that we had a time to get to know ourselves.
You mentioned the alignment. You know, in different cultures, they talk about the chakras.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay? We need to learn to be our own chakras.
Yes.
We need to learn to align ourselves.
Yes. Yes. I agree totally. Totally agree.
I'm big on affirmations. I think it's amazing.
They saved my life. They saved my life.
And you know what? And that's where you got to say, I am great. You know
yes.
what?
Yes.
You're beautiful. Yes. I am wonderful.
Yes.
And this way, and it takes, and again, 21 days that you form a new habit.
Yeah.
And that's how you will instill it in yourself. I am great. Mm-hmm. And I love my company. You know what? I am an asset to anyone that needs me.
Power.
And you reclaim your own.
Yes. You reclaim it. You reclaim it. You regain it. You get it back. You fire it up. Everything. Everything changed. I'm telling you, when I discovered affirmations, and Abraham Hicks was my, you know, the one, and then Louise Hay was the other one, I literally had in my room, on my lamp, stickies, on my bed, when I went to the closet, I mean, affirmations, I am going to dress beautifully today, you know, and I go in the bathroom, and all in the window, on the mirror, I am beautiful, I am going to be, like you said, a great asset today. Everything today is going to be wonderful because I'm going to make it so. I mean, I had them everywhere. Then I went into my kids' room, did the same thing with them, you know, and I used to tell them they were beautiful all the time, because, you know, telling them they're beautiful does not make them conceited. It makes them realize to look in the mirror and see that they are really beautiful.
How special they are. How special they are.
Yeah, how special they are.
And if they don't tell themselves, who else will?
Hello. Right. Well, I will. I probably will.
But we're not going to be around them. So when we send our kids out, or anyone, they go out there, you're going out into the world. And you know what? You can encounter a lot of darkness. So that's why you've got to keep your own light, and you got to be prepared.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
One thing I have is the suggestion, though, that I've also done. I periodically found certain cards, and I write them to my children, to my mother, or to my husband.
Good idea.
And even I would even find one and even send it to myself.
Uh-huh. Good idea.
And, you know, because saying I love you and, you know, boom. But when you send somebody, you take the time out to look for a special card, or if you write up a poem or something, your affirmations are given from them to you or you to them, and they can reflect back on it.
That's a good idea.
Mom did me this, or dad did this, or, you know, mom loves me. And they can see it and feel it and hold on to it, because sometimes the sounds that come into our ears, we don't retain.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but what we can visibly see,
mm-hmm.
we can keep that and then go back to it.
Absolutely. So we have 10 minutes, and I want to wrap it up with a solution. So we have that we may be going through some dark periods in our lives, and we do have some good words that do come into our mind. What can we do? What's the antidote? What's the solution? What can we do, or what can our audience do that we can, you know, that we can share with them, Dr. Burton or Coach Terry? We'll start with Coach Terry. What can we do?
One of the things that I used to tell a lot of my clients to do is, because when you have your thoughts in your head, no one else can hear them. And so
Ooh.
That's why sometimes when,
Good.
You know, and then they spiral out of control. And what I found that I do is, because, of course, I still go through that. And you just, you could be wherever you are, just go, stop. And you have to say that out loud.
Yeah, yes.
That makes you aware
yes.
of what you're thinking.
Yes. Louise Hayes used to always teach that. Stop yourself. Just stop.
Mm-hmm. And you have to actually just
yes.
say it
out loud.
You start thinking and you're going on this roller coaster, and all of a sudden you should just catch yourself and just say stop out loud, because you're in your mind. But
Absolutely.
Say that out loud, and you'll be surprised how you can redirect.
You sure will. Dr. Burton.
Well, what I've had in the past is worry stone. You know, I have something where people who are tactile, there are more people that are tactile than,
mm-hmm.
than are able to sometimes verbally say stop or out loud. I appreciate that as a technique.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people are tactile, and what I've told them is a certain ring that they need to put on for that day, you know, a certain color that they should wear, suggest that they should wear to be able to, or something soft so that they can either touch themselves.
Ah, that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
And remind themselves. And,
that's good.
And some of the strokes that I have, some of the tools I've said is to just rub their hand over their heart, because it's nothing wrong with that. Or sometimes even if they just want to just touch their eyebrow,
mm-hmm.
like somebody's caressing their face, to remember that they have the strength.
Mm-hmm.
They have the power to move it on and to control themselves. And, you know, That's something that I suggest,
okay.
and a technique that I use, yes.
Okay. So now we heard it from the Dr. Denise Burton and our coach, Terry Morris. We've heard it from them. They will be returning, because we got more to talk about. We can talk all day, but we have 5 minutes. So I just want to add my part. You all have been amazing. I'm glad that we are doing this. I got a feeling that this is going to go, woo! Going to go crazy. But I'm glad for the solutions. Keep doing what you all are doing. And this is Edna J. White. And that is?
Terry Morris.
And?
Dr. Denise A. Burton.
Signing off. See you next time.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.